After losing its trooper, Haines looks at expanding police service, and Haines has a new tourism director. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines' loss of a state trooper may trigger a major change to the way local police service is funded and structured. The trooper loss might result in an expansion of Haines' police jurisdiction from just the town site to borough-wide.
I want to compel you that not doing something is not the correct answer.
Police Chief Heath Scott. Haines' Alaska State Trooper post was moved to Bethel earlier this year. Scott and his three officers have picked up the slack in the absence of that trooper. For example, the most recent police blotter shows an officer responding to a reckless driving report out Lutac Road.
We're currently not funded to go out the road, but when people call 911, regardless of what people feel in here or think in here, we have a duty to respond.
Right now, Haines has two different pools of income and expenses that are based on geography. One is the Townsite Service Area Fund. The other is area-wide. People pay different amounts of property and sales tax in the townsite than they do in the outer parts of the borough. And they get different levels of government services. The police department is one of three things paid for by the Townsite Fund. But police aren't staying in the townsite boundaries. With the trooper absence, they're going throughout the borough. Stephanie Scott is on the assembly.
I feel that when the police leave the townsite in order to take care of an emergency outside of their jurisdiction, that the people of the townsite are paying for that cost, and it's not fair.
So the idea is to take police service out of the townsite box and make it an area-wide service. Borough staff have proposed a new community safety service area, which encompasses police, emergency medical response, and related dispatch time. The question then becomes how to pay for it. Property and sales tax are two obvious sources. Other possibilities have sparked a backlash.
We just would like to leave our medical service tax dollars out of the calculation. Leave us as we are for something that already works.
Darwin Feeks was one of several Haines Volunteer Fire Department members who spoke out. They're worried about combining emergency medical response into the new service area. There's a medical service fund right now that's paid for by a 0.5% dedicated sales tax. The EMS and fire crew doesn't want this new community safety service area dipping into that money. The fire department is also opposed to the idea of an ambulance fee as a funding source.
We're going to end up with some tragedies that come out of that because people are going to go, I can't afford $500 for an ambulance call.
Borough manager Deborah Schnabel said the ambulance fee is just an idea at this point. She said the new service area could be created and funded in a way that protects EMS money. The firefighters weren't the only ones with objections. Brenda Josephson owns property in the Chilkat Lake area.
The sky is not falling. They're not concerned. It's government bureaucracy growing for the benefit of government bureaucracy and not for the people.
If the assembly did want to move forward with establishment of a new community safety service area, it would require a vote of the people. And that's another concern for out-of-townsite residents. They're worried their voice would be outweighed by the townsite voters. Here's Mosquito Lake resident Paul Rogers.
I don't think you should ever have a area-wide, borough-wide vote where the majority of people can overrun the vote of a minority group.
So what happens next? The first question is whether the assembly will pursue expanding police jurisdiction borough-wide with a new service area. The second question is how that should be funded. And the third is whether it should go to a public vote this October. Borough Clerk Julie Causey urged the assembly not to rush the question to the October ballot. The assembly may provide some answers to these questions at a meeting August 8th. If Skagway leaders want a tideland lease question on the October ballot, they have just 2 weeks to make that decision. The White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad contract is on the Skagway Assembly agenda again this week. At the Assembly's most recent meeting, members moved to separate the long-term contract from urgent port upgrades. Assemblywoman Monica Carlson proposed if the borough were to agree to a new lease, it should be 5 years instead of 15. The Assembly will also consider applying for an about $2 million state loan for sewer and water upgrades on State Street. The license for Skagway's only marijuana cultivator is up for state renewal. If the Assembly has concerns, it has 60 days to protest. The meeting is set for Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. Haines has a new tourism director. Carol Ann Wooten moved to town about a year and a half ago. Previously, she worked at nonprofits in California. Wooten started on the job the week before the Southeast Alaska State Fair. I talked to her Monday at the beginning of her second week as tourism director. We started with what interested Wooten about the position.
Because I love living here and I love this place, I think it's an amazing place to come to. I think it has so much to offer. And I was looking for something that would allow me to work with people again and to, but really just kind of in a way that's really uplifting and encouraging.
What are your goals as tourism director?
Well, at this point, I'm really just trying to kind of find my footing. As you can imagine, coming in at this point, it was a little bit busy. I have a real passion for families, seeing families come here and, you know, destination type vacationing. Definitely looking for ways to grow what's already here.
What do you think are some of the biggest challenges to tourism in Haines?
I think it's just maybe awareness of Haines as a community, as a place to come to. And just continuing to grow that awareness so that people see us as a place to come and stay.
Just putting Haines on the map.
Just putting us on the map and as a place to, you know, I think that because of Juneau and we have, you know, Skagway, but, you know, the what's so unique and beautiful about this location, it's not either one of those. We're so different. And encouraging others to see that as a plus to come and visit.
Yeah. What do you think are some of your strengths that are going to be utilized here?
Enthusiasm is one of them. I have I love organization and putting things together. I have a lot of experience doing large events, working with volunteers, and teamwork, team building.
One of the challenges that Leslie Ross, your predecessor, described was that there was a lot of politics that she ended up having to deal with as tourism director that sometimes got in the way of doing the actual job. Mm-hmm. Was that something that you had concerns about? Because she kind of had a pretty public resignation where she talked about that aspect of it. So what are your feelings on that?
You know, I don't really have a feeling about it at this point. Honestly, I really don't want to get involved in partisan politics. I feel like this is a position that has the ability to help the entire community. I guess if I could add another thing to my qualifications, I think bridge building is something that I really enjoy doing and have been successful at in the past. But I think that really takes some sensitivity in getting to know all the different groups as well. And understanding and respect for their position too. I think that's totally unrelated, but that's just my personal sort of philosophy in life. I think that's where we are challenged as a general society, and this is not just Haines, but in general, we have a really hard time having dialogue with people who have differing views than us. I think if I could do anything, if I could feel successful at this job, it would be at collaborating and bridge building.
Carol Ann Wooten is Haines' new tourism director. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.